Mr. President, I have the Vice President for you. There you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, I'm...
In California, huh?
Yeah, I'm...
Well, that's great.
California. I had a good interview with the Copley people with that.
Good. Oh, they're great people. My God, they're... If we had only more papers like them, we'd be in clover.
That's true. Well, Mr. President, I think you pulled all the teeth again tonight, and I thought it was the... trying to be completely objective, I thought it was the most effective of all the Vietnam speeches by far, particularly the part where you put the papers down and just went off the cuff on that very personalized impression.
Well, actually, I was really speaking from the heart because, you know, that Zio or little Kevin, a four-year-old, saluted me. My God, what do? You almost come apart.
Well, it came through extremely well, not just that part, but the whole speech. I thought it was extremely well organized and effective. It should do a great amount of good as far as defusing all of this incipient demonstration and whatnot.
Basically, the problem is that the country is sort of in a neurotic state.
No, I know.
And so, but we got to fight it because we got to do the right thing. That's all.
Well,
because so history will look back and say, did we crumble or did we measure up? That's why I said at the last that generations in the future will look back and say we had the courage to do the right thing. I'm not sure we have, but by God, you and I are going to be damn sure we do everything we can, right?
That came through strong and clear tonight. And I think you'll find even the analysis on CBS was fairly...
I hope you didn't look at it. You did. I bet you did. Don't do it. Don't look at those goddamn television programs.
See whether they're kept getting any religion, Mr. President.
Nah, they won't get any religion. But anyway, I appreciate the fact you've kicked those bastards in the butt.
But honestly, I think this will be of tremendous assistance. And
it wasn't too bad in CBS then, huh?
No, it was an excellent. You know what they did? They say, we're not going to give the president a charge, we'll take our own. And they went all the way back to the first thing you said about 25,000 withdrawn. And they said that you met or exceeded every one of your commitments.
That's true.
But for CBS, well, it's true, but I mean, for them to emphasize,
that's right.
It was a new departure for CBS. And it came across as a very positive analysis, the first one I've ever seen.
Don't get to your hopes up. The next one will be negative.
I'm as cynical as you are about that.
That's right.
Maybe more so, but...
Not more so. I've been through it more than you have.
Across extremely well, and I think what you succeeded in doing tonight will prove itself in the coming weeks.
But you know, the real problem, Ted, is the fact that these goddamn senators and congressmen, they're all crawling and screaming and, you know, whining around. Damn it, they ought to stand up and be men. The real question is, they want us to get out on for a certain date. Why the hell won't they say so? All right.
Then,
by God, all right, we'll get out on a certain date and let them be responsible for Vietnam going communist. All right. But they won't do that.
Well, you see, they have a different perspective than you, Mr. President. They're not looking at the short term of service and doing the job. They're looking at a lifetime in the Senate.
I know. Well, we're going to do the right thing, and we're doing the right thing. We're going to stick to it. But I want you to tell old Bob Hope, but I hope he noticed what I said about the Vietnam serviceman, because I did that for him. Tell him after my call with him on the telephone, that I wrote that whole section. You remember I said, by God, somebody's got to stand up and speak up for the men that have served in Vietnam.
Came out very good.
Wasn't that good?
Yes, it did. Well, the whole speech was outstanding.
But tell Bob that section was a result of my conversation with him. Will you do that?
Bob, yes.
Okay. Fine, Ted.
Good night.
Thank you for calling.
Right.